paragraph Chof Ches. V'alkein kol pegam ho'erev rav bo'egel hoyo bizman mincho achar chatzois. Now, tying into everything we've said till now, with this we could understand why the pegam of the Erev Rav with the Egel was at the time of Mincha, after midday. Kamo Shekosov, as the Pasuk says, Vayar ha'om ki voishesh Moshe, the people saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was delayed, and the Zohar HaKadosh says, wherever it says ha'om there, it refers to the Erev Rav. And the word boishesh is the words ki bo sheish. They saw that the sixth hour had come, and Moshe Rabbeinu had not yet arrived. Ki kol pegam ha'erev rav hoyu pegomim hanal. Because the pegam of the Erev Rav was exactly what we've spoken about before, which is shelo tzimtzimu ho'er karoy v'lo kitshu machshavtom klal. They didn't constrict the light properly, and they didn't purify their machshavos. But rather, they wanted to see and understand that which was out of reach for them. Because their thoughts and their actions were not pure. It's just that their das was on a high level. In their minds, with their minds, they understood to a degree the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu through the das that Moshe Rabbeinu had given them. And through all the miracles that he had performed in front of their eyes. And for that reason, they were willing to follow him. However, they had not constricted the light at all. And they had not yet stood up to the battle and the test of machshava, of being able to think only machshava is toivois, not to think any machshava is rois. If I recall, the Meforshim in the Zohar HaKadosh bring that the words Erev Rav are begematria das, exactly, to show that that's what they were. They were part of that Dor Deo. The generation of Moshe Rabbeinu was called the Dor Deo, where they were very, very big in knowledge, but we know that that doesn't mean anything yet, because Lamdan without Tzaddik, knowledge, without Yira Shemaim, imein Yira ein Chochma. If a person doesn't have the proper Yira, if the person doesn't have the proper Tikkun Amidos, then the Das isn't necessarily an asset. V'alkein be'emes lo yirotzo Hashem yisborach lekablam. And this is the reason why Hashem did not want to accept the Erev Rav. He was not for being mekar of them. Rak Moshe choshav sheizgayru be'emes. It was Moshe Rabbeinu who thought that they would have a sincere conversion. V'omar, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, toiv sheidofku geirim bashchina. It's very, very good for geirim to attach themselves to the Shechina. However, unfortunately, they messed up in a very big way through these pegamim. Until eventually they actually made a golden calf in Avodah Zorah. Shekol ze bo miribui oyer hanal umi pegam hamachshava shelem kanal. All of this was as a result of their ribui oyer. They're trying to get a high level of light without preparing the proper kalim for it, and also being poigem in machshova. V'alkein hoyo ikra kilko achar sheish bizman mincha, and this is why the Torah makes note of the fact that when did they mess up? After the sixth hour, during mincha time. She'oz tzrichen lasik b'tikun atzimtzum anol, because that's the most important time when Jews are supposed to be involved in the tzimtzum. V'heim pogmo boze oz daiko. And they messed up in this specifically at that time, at the time when the spotlight was on that issue. The spotlight was on the issue of preparing tzimtzum. Paragraph Choftes. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein ikra tikonu b'rosh Hashana, shubchinas pachad Yitzchok, shubchinas tfilas mincha. Now we can understand also why the main tikon of the whole year is Rosh Hashanah, which corresponds to Pachad Yitzchok. We know that the highlight of Rosh Hashanah is Tkiya Shofar, which is to remind Hashem of the Ayil, the ram, which replaced Yitzchok Avinu, which means to remind Hashem of Akedas Yitzchok. And it's, that's all the concept of the Tefillah of Mincha, which Yitzchok tiken Tefillas Mincha. Yitzchok Vino was the one who gave us Tefillas Mincha. Ki Rosh Hashanah Nivra Ha'ilam. We know that on Rosh Hashanah, the world was created. Odom Arishon was created. She'oz Hoya Hatzimtzum Shel Tchilas Habriya. And at the time of creation, that's when you had that Tzimtzum that took place at the beginning of creation. Avol Machmas She'oya Bali Isarusa Delesato. However, because of the fact that the Tzimtzum at the time of creation took place before man was even created, so there couldn't be any Isarusa Delesato, Hoyotzorech Tikun Al Yedei Odom Arishon. Therefore, it required correction through Odom Arishon. Shehoyotzorech Lespalil Tfilosoi. Kemoishom Razal. Because Odom Arishon, as soon as he was born, he was supposed to daven a tefillah, and with his tefillah, that would have been the Isarusa Delesato that would have rectified the Tzimtzum, and that would have rectified any kind of problems that had come about at the beginning of creation. Avulhu Choto Oz Beitz Hadas. But unfortunately, Veloy hispalel tefilosei koroi. But unfortunately, not only did Adam Arishon not daven his tefillah the right way, but in addition, he also was poigem in the Eitz Hadas. Ki histakel b'madola havelei reshu. Adam Arishon looked where he had no permission to look. That's the wording in the Zohar Kodesh. He looked above his level. Vegam choto b'machshova. And we know that Adam Arishon was also poigem in machshova, k'moy she'isa b'Zohar Kodesh, as it says in the Zohar Kodesh, b'machshova chov. He sinned in machshova. Vashem Yisborach chomol alo v'osak b'tikunoi. And Hashem had rachmonos on Adam Arishon, and Hashem did what could be done to effect a tikkun for the pigam of Adam Arishon. V'chol ze hoyo achar chatzois bizman hamincha. And when did all of this happen? When did the pigam of the Eitz Hadas happen? When was all of this? This was all after midday at the time of mincha. We know that Adam Arishon was created on Friday, on the sixth day of creation. So on Friday afternoon, Bizman Mincha, that's when all of this took place. K'moy she'amar Hazal, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Ches, gives us a blow-by-blow reenactment of what took place at creation. And the Gemara says there, Bo'asiris Sorchu, in the 10th hour of the day, they messed up. They messed up with the Eitz Hadas. In the 11th hour, such and such happened. You know, and so on and so forth. V'oz v'yishmu es koil Hashem es halich bagan l'ruach hayoim. And then Adam and Chava heard the voice of Hashem traveling in Gan Eden. U'kamei shepirosh Rashi sham. As Rashi Kodesh explains over there, ki kol kilkuloi v'tikunoi hoya binyan atzimtzum anavakanal. Because the whole mess up of Adam Arishon and the tikkun that had to be done for it was all related to the tzimtzum that we spoke about. V'al kein hoya bizman mincha kanal. That's why all the action took place at mincha time. V'al kein ikra tikkun u'barosh Hashanah. And it's for this reason also that the main tikkun of the entire year takes place on Rosh Hashanah. Ki oz magdim in Yisrael lasik b'tshuva be'elul. Because we know that when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, the Jews start even a month before, from Rosh Chodesh Elul, they've already started preparing for Rosh Hashanah with tshuva, with blowing shofar, with saying L'dovar Hashem Oyri, the Sfardim start saying slichas from Rosh Chodesh Elul. Ubifrat hatzadikim vanilv maleim, especially the tzadikim and those who are attached to them, they especially take this time period very serious. Elul and Tishrei, vaydeze mamshichem tikun atzimtzum shel briyas olam shayib Rosh Hashanah mamshichem ato al yedei Yisrusa delesato shaydeze ikra tikun anal. And by doing that, we draw upon ourselves the tikun of the tzimtzum of creation, which took place on Rosh Hashanah. We draw that upon ourselves now, that tikkun, through the Isarusa Delesato, through our initiative, through our mitzvahs and maisim tovim, our trying to be extra good during this period of time, Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, etc. Paragraph Lamed. V'hine al pi kol ha'dvorim anal yizbayar kol inyan harba parshiyos shekorim kodem Pesach. Based on everything we've been discussing till now, will understand very well the four parshas, the four special haftorahs that we read before Pesach. Ki parsha shkolim kvar nisbayar. Parsha shkolim we've already explained in paragraph Yud previously. Shehu b'chinas tikun hamishkol lekabel ho'or badrogo. Parsha shkolim is tied into the tikun hamishkal. Mishkal means scales, tzimtzum, those controls, whereby we misaken controls in order to be able to receive the light of Hashem in a measured, healthy way. Sheze b'chinas binyan hamishkon, shu b'chinas habeis hamikdosh, shu b'chinas beis hatato. The shkolim, we know, were used for building the mishkon and maintaining the mishkon, which is the beis hamikdosh, which is beis hatato. Shaydei ze yesh aliyah lebeis eilo kanal. And as we learned earlier, through all the tikkunim of the beis hatato, that brings about the tikkun of the beis eilo also. Shekol zeu b'chinas ha-tikun shel tefilas ha-mincha kanal. And all of this is tied into tefilas ha-mincha. Ki ha-shkolim bo lechaper avoyin ho-egel. Because we know that the shkolim were given in order to atone for the sin of the egel ha-zohov. Shechotu li-achar sheish b'zman ha-mincha. That sin happened after 6 hours in the day, at the time of mincha. And now Rav Nosson Zalei adds, V'chein motzosim avoyer b'Yerushalmi shkolim perak aleph. I found in the Yerushalmi, in Masechta Shkolim perak aleph, it quotes exactly what we're saying right now. V'zeh l'shoinu, this is the wording in the Mishnah there. Lefi shechotu b'chatzi hayoim, because the Jews sinned at midday, the Egel Azov, yitnu machtzis ha-shekel. They give a half shekel. Because they sinned at half a day, they give half a shekel. So we see that the machtzis ha-shekel was a tikkun for the Egel Azov, which is all revolving around mincha time. The tikkun ha-tzimtzum, shkolim, mishkal. Mishkal means tzimtzum. Achar kach koyrim parsha zohar, and after parsha shkolim, the following week, we read parsha zohar, shei b'chinas mechias ha-molek, which speaks about destroying Amalek. Sheze b'chinas ha-melchoma shel ha-machshovo, she-tzrich nezgaber achar ha-tzimtzum koroi, lahagbar ha-machshovois toves ha-machshovois rois. That's the whole concept of the battle that each and every single Jew goes through in their mind, with their thoughts, that a person has to try to, after the tzimtzum, to see to it, to only have machshavas toivois, and to get rid of the machshavas rois. Shehem b'chinas klipas v'zu amas amolek. Machshavas rois are synonymous with amolek. Shehu ikro hora v'sitrachra. Amolek is the essence of evil. We mentioned earlier the pasuk rak ra kol hayoim. The last letters of those words spell the word Amalek. And where the pasuk says, Ki yetzer machshavos liboy, rak rak olim, it's talking about specifically the bad thoughts in a person's heart are all coming from this rak rak olim, from Amalek. Sheroitze b'chol pam lezgaber b'machshavos roes v'rhurim roim. That's what Amalek is all about. Amalek is always trying to cause a Jew to be nichshal in bad thoughts, and all kinds of bad thoughts. Sinful thoughts. Bebechinas asher korcho baderech, as the pasuk says in Parsha Zohar, asher korcho baderech, shu bechinas mikre kemuva. The word korcho has many definitions. One of them is tied into mikre laila, which is a major aspect of Pigam HaBris, as it says in Medrash Tanchuma, shebo al yedei machshova yisrois. And we know that mikre laila usually is the result of a person thinking bad thoughts, chas v'shalom, sinful thoughts during the day, that causes this mikre laila at night. Sheheim ikar kilkul hamachshova. This is the essence of a messed up thoughts, bad thoughts. V'chein mezgaber b'chochmes chitzoinis. And Amalek also tries to work on a Jew's mind to get the person involved in all kinds of secular wisdoms, specifically those that contradict the Torah, chas v'shalom, that go against the Torah. And with all kinds of confusing thoughts. Ad sheroitze lohovi laharer achar Hashem yisborach. Until he wants to try to get the person to think, to second-guess Hashem, and Hashem, to question Hashem. V'lovoi l'kfirus chas v'shalom, to come to deny Hashem. Shekol ze maisa amolek. All of this is the work of Amalek. Utzrichin lezgaber kenegdoi mo'oid mo'oid b'koyach atzadikim, Moshe v'Yoshua v'askeinim sholechem imoi. And we have to try to do battle against Amalek, to do as much as we can, with the help of the tzadikim, Moshe Rabbeinu, Yoshua, and the other zkeinim that work with them, in the battle against Amalek. V'alkein tzrichin lizkor heitev es kol ashrosa locha Amalek, kedei lizkor lehizor mimenu. And this is why the Torah says, remember what this Amalek did to you, so that we should know to be on red alert, to be looking out for him, not to allow him to crawl, to sneak into our minds and be plaguing our minds. Because he's always looking to trap the person, as is brought in other places. And this is why the Pasuk says at the end of Beshalach, which we read on the morning of Purim, Ki yod al keisko melchom al Hashem Amalek midor dor. Nishba Hashem Yisborach, in this Pasuk Hashem swears, She'ein shmoi sholem ve'ein kisoi sholem ad shimoch hazecha Amalek, that Hashem's name will not be complete. It's written Yud-Kei instead of the full name, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. And Hashem's throne is incomplete, case instead of kisei with the aleph at the end, until Amalek will be wiped out completely. Shein ve'kisei ze'bechinas be'satato be'seilo. These two terms, shame and kisei, represent the lower bias and the upper bias, Malchus and Bina. Ki shame zebechinas Malchus. We know that the term shame represents Malchus. A name represents Malchus. K'mashikosu, as the Pasuk says in Shmuel Anovi, Vayas David shame. David HaMelech made a name. So we see that shame is associated with David, Malchus. We also have the famous pasuk, Baruch Shem Kevoid Malchus Eloi Lavoed. So we see that shame is an inyan of Malchus. Ukumay Shemavur B'makam Achar, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in Likut Imran, in Torah Dalet, the first half of Likut Imran, Sheze Bechinas Beisatato, She Bechinas Esgalos Malchus Ekanal. That corresponds to the lower bias, the lower Shechina, which is referred to as Malchus, the revelation of Hashem's Malchus. The kisei, whereas the throne, ze bechinas kisei mishpot, that refers to the throne of judgment, shehi bechinas beisei lo, that represents the upper bias, kaviyochel of Hashem, ke'en malchus edara, which we're told that it parallels the malchus below on earth. The malchus up in heaven parallels the malchus below on earth. Sheikar emas hamalchus b'chol madinas malchus elamerchakim hirak machmas Hashem sheshoimim shmoi shehumoi shalaleim. Rav Moshe Zal says that generally, when you have a king or a ruler that rules over many provinces or cities or states, the people that don't live on his block or in his city, their respect for him generally comes because of his name. They've heard of him. They've never seen him. They don't know him well, but they've heard of his greatness. And based on that alone, they accept his authority upon themselves. Aval ikar kisei malchusoi hu beveis hamalchus hapnimi sheshom yoshev hamelech al kisei malchusoi. But the main throne of kingdom is in the inner chamber, in the inner throne room of the king. V'alkein Hashem hu bebechinas beisatato shemespashet shmoi ad lamerochoi. And that's why we say the word shame represents his reputation, which travels far and wide. Whereas the throne, that represents the inner place. You know, the inner throne room of the king or the ruler. And that's exactly how it is regarding Hashem Kaviyochel. We know that it's brought that Hashem created four worlds. Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. Asiya is the world that we live in, the physical world. Yetzira is called the world of the angels. Bria is called the world of the throne of Hashem. And Atzilus corresponds to the Yud of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. Now, these four worlds correspond to the four letters of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. Atzilus is Yud. Bria, which is the throne of Hashem, is the first Hey. Yitzira is the Vav, and Asiya is the last hey of Hashem's name. So that the two heys, which we mentioned earlier, represent Bina and Malchus, upper Shechina and lower Shechina. The last hey represents Malchus, as we mentioned many times. The first hey, which represents the upper Shechina, corresponds to the Olam HaBriya, which we said is the throne of Hashem. That's this Kisei. This throne of Hashem is also referred to sometimes as this upper Shechina. V'nishba HaKadosh Baruch Hu, She'ein Shmoi V'Kisoi Sholem, At She'imoche Zecher HaMolek. And Hashem swore there that his name is incomplete and his throne is incomplete until Amalek will be wiped out. Shemizgare Tomid Keneged Zeh. Because this is what Amalek is against. Amalek is against the Beis Sa'ilo and the Beis Sa'tato. This upper Shechina and lower Shechina. This shame and this kisei. I once heard from my father-in-law, Zichron Avrocha, Rav Rosenfeld, he quoted from one of these Sifrei Kabbalas that this is also why the Pasuk says, Ki vochar Hashem b'tzion, ivo l'moyshav loy. Hashem has chosen Tzion. Tzion is one of the nicknames of Yerushalayim. Ivo l'moyshav loy. Hashem has desired to reside in it. This word ivo means to desire. Now the word Tzion means Yerushalayim. The word Tzion also refers to the tzaddik very often for many reasons. Number one, Yerushalayim is Yira Sholem, Shlemus HaYira, which is the tzaddik. And also the word Tzion is Bigimatria Yosef, who is the tzaddik. So this pasuk says Hashem has chosen Tzion. Ivo L'moyshev Loi. This word Ivo is an unusual word. There are many other words that mean, it could have said Rotza. The word Ivo is the Aleph of the word Kisei, and the Vav Hei of Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei. We just said that Amalek, Hashem has sworn that his throne is incomplete and his name is incomplete. The Pasuk said there, Ki Yod Al Keis Ko, that the word Kisei is incomplete, it's missing an Aleph, and the word Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei is incomplete, it's missing the Yud Kei, the Vav Kei. So here the Pasuk says that when Yerushalayim will be B'Shlemus, when the Tzaddik will be at his full strength, that's when we'll have the tikkun, this Eva, these letters, Aleph, Vav, Hey, will be replaced, will be reinstated. V'alkein Hashem Yisborach bi'atzmoi loichemimoi. And it's for this reason that Hashem himself does battle against Amalek. Ki tzoyfe rosho latzadik. There's a pasuk that says that the rosho looks out to the tzadik, wanting to harm him. V'almolei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizroi. And the Gemara says, were it not for the help of Hashem, lo yochale, we could never withstand the Yetzirah, the Satan, the Sitra Achra. Sheze bi'atzmoi b'chinas lo yovoi b'irada b'kir b'chakodesh. This is another meaning of this pasuk, where Hashem says, I will not enter into my city until among you everything will be holy. Shekav yochal ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu nichnas b'veisoi leishev al kisoi ad shiyemocha zechra molek. Hashem has sworn that he will not enter into his home to sit on his throne until any last vestige of Amalek has been wiped out and Hashem's Malchus has spread over the entire world in all the most distant places. And then there'll be an aliyah to these two biases, the Beis Tato and the Beis Soilo. The canal, as we learned earlier. And this is why the Pasuk says, Melchomo Hashem Bamolek Midor Dor, that this battle of Hashem against Amalek takes place from generation to generation. Kihu Mizgaber Mechodosh Bechol Dor Vador Betachbulois Atzumois. Because Amalek keeps trying again and again in every single generation, constantly coming up with new tricks, new wiles to try to get people, chas v'shalom, not to be thinking about what they're supposed to be thinking and to divert their attention to all kinds of machshavos zorois and machshavos rois and hirhurim roim. Ad shehayo kosho la'amod kenegdoi, to the point where it would be extremely difficult for Klal Yisrael to stand up against Amalek. Avla Hashem Yisporach, Loichem Imoi. However, Hashem himself does battle against him, V'sholeach Barachmov, B'chol Pam Tzadikim Noiroim. And Hashem sends us in each and every single generation awesome Tzadikim, B'chinas Moshe, like Moshe Rabbeinu, Sholeichem Imoi, who do battle against Amalek. Now Rabbi Nosson Zal says, V'zeh b'chinas Purim, shehi ma'pola soman Amalek. This is all tied into the holiday of Purim, which is the time when Haman Amalek had a major downfall. B'chinas kimu v'kiblu. As the Pasuk says, the Jews made a brand new kesher tashem, because they reinitiated their kesher tashem. B'chinas na'ase v'nishma, shetzrichim lahagdim ha'na'ase l'nishma kanal. Here again, the Pasuk says, Kimu, they fulfilled, the Kiblu, and then they received, which is similar to the statements Naaseh v'Nishma, that the Jews at Har Sinai showed a willingness to fulfill Hashem's commandments even before they would fully understand it. Shezehu b'chinas Kimu v'Kiblu. This is the concept of Kimu v'Kiblu. Kimu b'chinas Naaseh, b'chinas Kiyum ha-Torah. The term Kimu that's written about Purim corresponds to the term Naaseh that the Jews said at Har Sinai, referring to fulfilling the Torah, the Kiblu b'chinas Nishma. And the term Kiblu corresponds to the term Nishma, sheshoimim u'mekablim es ha-Torah, whereby we listen to and we understand and we receive the Torah, we accept it with our ears. The Yidden were zoch at that time, as a result of bringing about a mapola to Haman Amalek, they were zoch to receive the Torah anew. And the most important thing is that they were zoch to have it in the right order, the kimu v'kiblu, which is they put the naaseh before the nishma. Shehu b'chinas tzimtzum ho'or b'hadrogo. This is the concept of constricting the light, controlling the light, ulehizgaber al machshava yisroes, to do battle against the bad thoughts, ad sheyekaymu ha'toira b'uvdo b'milula, until we're zoche to fulfill the, thereby being zoche to fulfill the Torah, both in action and in speech. V'yachar kach yishmu v'yikablu oir hisnoitzitz esvayin soif b'madrogo b'mido koroi. And after purifying our thoughts, then we're able to try to listen to and to understand the Torah, to receive from that infinite light of Hashem in a measured way, in a way that it's not ribuyoy or it's not harmful in any way. Paragraph Lamed Aleph. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'achar kach koyrin parshas Poraduma. And after parshas Zohar, we go on to Poraduma the next week. Shehi metaheres mitumas meis. The Poraduma was able to purify a person from the worst type of tumah, the tumah of a corpse. Ki ikar hamiso nesave machmas ribuy hoer. Because we know that what brought death into the world is this concept of ribuy hoer, too much light. That's what caused the death of the kings. That's the terminology that's used. Misas hamalochim. Which means the breaking shvira sakelim. That's another word. Misas hamalochim is another term for shvira sakelim. Odom Rishon was supposed to correct all of this. V'kilkel al yedei chetoi. And unfortunately he messed up through his sin, va'oz nigzar hamisa, and that's when death was decreed in the world. Va'tikun al yedei hamishkon, sheshom aiser kobonois, shekulam boem lechaper al kol avoinois. And the tikun for all of that was the mishkon, where we bring korbonois, which are supposed to serve as a tikun to atone for all sins. Sheikrom nimshach mebchinas anal, mebchinas pegam hatzimtzum, where we know that the main cause of sins is this pegam hatzimtzum. Because when a Jew brings korbonos in the Beis Hamikdash, they show that they recognize that Hashem's kingdom is over everybody and over everything. And even animals and birds can be elevated to Hashem. Upora duma hu chidish yoiser. Poraduma is even a greater chiddush than all the standard karbonos. Ki ma'aseho b'chutz. The Poraduma was unique in that its actions, the avoid of the Poraduma was outside the Mishkan, outside the Beis HaMikdash. Vehi bechinas tshuva. We know that the Poraduma is the concept of tshuva. Ki bo lechaper alavoin hoegel. Because one of the main reasons why the Poraduma was first introduced was to atone for the pigam of the egel. K'moy Sham Razal, as the Midrash says, that tovoi imo v'tekaneach al beno, let the mother come and clean up the mess that her child made. The egel was a calf, which is like a child, and when a child makes a mess, we usually call the mother and tell the mother to clean up. That's the pora. Ki pogmu b'pnei shoer me'asmoil kemuva. Because the pigam of the egel azov was a pigam that came from the left side. The left side is always the sitra achra, the other side, which corresponds to the ox. We know that when we speak about the four chayos of the Merkava, the four images on the Merkava, you have Odom, Shoyer, you have Aryeh, Shoyer, Nesher, Odom. The Aryeh, the lion, is on the right side. The Shoyer is on the left side. The Nesher and Odom are the final two. Kemuvez is brought. Shehu bechinas pegam hatzimtzumim anal. This concept of the being poigem in the shore, the left side, is a concept of pegam in simtzum. Simtzum, constriction, is always a concept of the left side. Ki ikar kol ha'avoynos va'kilkulim nimshach alidei she'ein nizhorem binyan tikkun hatzimtzum koroi mitchil v'atzoif. Because the main thing that causes averos and all kinds of mistakes, all kinds of problems in Yiddishkeit, is usually the fact that we're not careful about the concept of the tikkun hatzimtzum from beginning to end. And now Rav Nosson Zal will give us a few examples of this. Ki yesh sheliboy boyer biyoyser chutz mi'amido ve'enoy metzamtzem or lavis liboy koroi. One example of this is, there are people who have a burning desire for Hashem, a deep, deep desire for Hashem, but it's out of control, and it doesn't have the proper tzimtzum. It's not being channeled properly into mitzvahs, into learning. When a person has a lot of light, and they don't have the proper vessels into which to channel that light, that causes breakage, that causes destruction. This causes all kinds of problems. And when the person overcomes this problem and they're zoche to constrict the light properly, the person has to be very, very careful to realize that they have to draw chochma d'kedusha into their heart. Bebechinas yitzira latav, the concept of a positive creation. Shehi lehizgaber lahamshich machshavois toivois ulagbira machshavois rois. This means for the person to strive to bring, to think machshavois toivois and to get rid of machshavois rois. Ke machshavois rois nimshoche meyatzimtzum shehu shoyrish hadin. Because machshavois rois come from tzimtzum, which is the source of midas hadin. This tzimtzum was necessary, said there shouldn't be ribuyor. So we need tzimtzum on one hand. Tzimtzum is constriction. But yet, avol tekev kishnesave hatzimtzum, hischil lehishtal shlomenu achiza sige adinim. As soon as there's tzimtzum, tzimtzum is also an aspect of midas hadin. And from that comes all kinds of problems. Shemehem kol koyches hasitrach ravayet zahara shem achshavos rois. That also is the source from which the sitrach or the yetzahara and machshavos rois draw their energy from that left side, that tzimtzum. V'alkein, therefore, when a person is involved in tzimtzum, they have to be very careful. V'alkein tzrichin lezgaber ma'oid al machshavos rois. The person has to be conscious that there's a battle, there's a war going on inside of them, and they have to fight to get rid of machshavos rois. Ad sheyavoid Hashem yisborach b'midos u'b'maisim tovim, until the person is zeichet to serve Hashem in an organized, measured way with mitzvos and maisim tovim. bepshitas utmimus, ad sheyigale malchus yizborach, until the person is zoicha thereby to broadcast the malchus of Hashem. Nimtza, sheho ikar behechrich sheyir lo tzimtzum shlo yislav yeser midai. So to summarize this, on one hand, we're being told that it's very important that you have to have tzimtzum so that the hislavus shouldn't be out of bounds. Avol tzrichim lahamtik ha-tzimtzum ulehizgaber shalim kimen ha-sidrachra. Once you're turning on tzimtzum, tzimtzum is the left side. From tzimtzum, it's possible for the sidrachra to draw energy from there. So the person has to be mamtik that tzimtzum and to take certain actions to see to it that the sidrachra shouldn't be able to draw from there. Specifically, because the sitrachra, when there's tzimtzum, the sitrachra will try to toss the person machshava yisroes to get him involved in that and thereby get messed up, that the tzimtzum should be a big problem. And this is the main avoida of the person, to do number one, to have this tzimtzum, and at the same time to do battle against the machshava yisroes. Umachmas chet odom arishon upegam adoyrois, and as a result of the chet odom arishon and all the other generations that messed up, the dor hamabul, the dor haflogo, nigzar misa, that's what brought death into the world. Shebo mipegam hatzimtzum shloi nistakin b'shleimus. Shebo mipegam hatzimtzum. We said that death came into the world originally as a result of pegam hatzimtzum. Because we said that when there isn't the right tzimtzum, there's shvira sakelim, and another word for shvira sakelim is misa samalochim, which is what introduced death in the world to begin with. Shelo yistakein bishleimus ad tchias amesim, which will not be rectified completely until eventually there'll be tchias amesim. That's when this whole problem will be corrected 100%.